Good evening. Breaking news tonight. The 51-year-old was found by a member of the public at around 2:30 p.m. on Thursday in Alexandra Park, Holly Range.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm 17 years old and I go to Wellington sixth form and I also live on the range. I don't feel safe going to the park at midnight because there's a lot of crime and I've been hearing a lot of things that is going on down there. Like, I mean, I've heard about a lot of girls being raped in there.
Hi, my name is Bilal. I'm 35 years old.
I live in Manchester and I have my own business. I don't go to the park at midnight myself. From what I know from locals, it's not really safe because there's binge drinking, there's a lot of crimes and sometimes there's drugs around.
Yeah, it's basically a place where people want to do their things. So I live close to a park and I would love to go there at midnight because I want to, you know, smell some fresh air or like walk around or something. It'd be nice to be able to step out your house at this time and go to the park without feeling that anything would happen to you.
Have you or your family ever been a victim of a crime?
We haven't, but we've known a lot of people that have been and they've been like robbed before and stuff like that. So we know that that's not good, but thank God nothing happened to us.
Hello, my name is Janine. I live near Alexandra Park. I'm a student at Manchester Metropolitan University. Well, actually, I don't even feel safe walking around Alexandra Park, especially on what happened lately. Of course, I feel disappointed because there's a lot of things to do in the park, like sports, walk, jogging, a lot of activities.
I'm a mother of three children. I don't feel safe going to the park at all, even though I would love to. But I don't want my daughters, my children to get hurt.
Hi, my name is Rachel Wilkinson, currently a regular PC working on the A division, which is North Manchester. Current station's Harper Hay.
As a police officer, have you come across or dealt with murders or crimes that happens in parks?
I've come across quite a few, unfortunately. Murders I've only ever dealt with one. It's not very often you do actually get a murder as a police officer. More on the NPTs, which is Naval Policing Teams. That deals with parks more. To be fair, most of the crimes are anti-social crimes. You know, defacing things, stuff like that. But however, we do get a lot of sexual assault crimes in parks. Not the safest places, to be honest.
What do you think about public safety within parks?
As I just said, not at the moment, unfortunately, not the safest places. You know, it depends the area, the time of night, etc. I mean, obviously, night times are a lot more dangerous than daytime. It's just about using your common sense. You know, don't walk through a desolate park on your own at night time. But obviously, some of it's, you know, you get kids messing about during the day as well, causing problems. The murder that I dealt with, that I spoke about previously, that was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's not all about what time, I suppose. I personally live right next to a park, and I've never had any issues there, but it certainly, as a police officer, something I would advise against.
Should the police get more involved in protecting our parks?
From a public perspective, I can see why that's a pretty good question, because there are so many crimes that get committed in parks. To be honest, we do have a lot of community officers based in parks. I suppose a lot of people have a problem with that because, yeah, they're not proper police officers. You'll have a group of maybe 8 regular officers, 8 community support officers. So one of the recent ones in Alexandra Park was the body that was found on Thursday at 2:30. Like I said, it's not always at funny times of the day you see stuff like that. It has been treated as non-suspicious, obviously after a thorough investigation. It is quite obvious when there's a suspicious death or etc. So it's quite easy to rule it out. It's been investigated, the investigation now closed, family have been informed, that's that. But a lot of parks are massive. The amount of manpower it would take to cover that space of park is huge. We do commit a lot of special officers there and community support officers there. But, you know, if the money we get given was to allow it, yeah, we will put more police officers there, but sometimes we really can't. Certain parks, where crime's been committed, we have to put a bid in to the local council, and we advise them that cameras should be placed there. It's up to them whether they put them there. We can't pay for them personally, the council has to, but we certainly suggest it.
And how do you make them safe?
That's a good question. If I knew it, there won't be any crimes in parks. Just try our best, to be honest. Obviously, the main thing we can do as police officers is just be there as a presence, to be honest, and make sure when there is a crime committed, we make people aware of what's happened to the person that committed the crime.